You don't need to be reminded about Copernicus and Galileo and all that stuff. Changed, right? So those parts that are temporary are not the message for us. We are talking about that essence which is eternal. It's not changing. The message of joining, understanding the connection and loving it. Because love comes from that. When I separate myself, the wishes, personal wishes and desires will start to be interpreted as love or labeled as love, which are not. We simply will say, I love my car, I love my house. You cannot. This is like, yes, you can, of course. Like, you could talk to your sunglasses. Of course you could. Good for you. You're crazy a little bit. Not bad, so. We don't arrest you because it's costly. If you have enough money, we'll put you in a medical department to do something about it if you talk to your sunglasses. This is because talking is passing a message, right? That message is the meaning, not the form. So, is the wording of Rumi? Is not the form. That's why I always insist that let's look at all of it to say in general what could he say. The meaning is all of it, not even the words that I love very much because I worked with for a very, very long time. For so many years I worked with this book that I acquired, I believe the language. I could have talked to Rumi if he was alive at least. I would know that the way he uses the words and plays with the words always, and no matter what you will say, he will add something to it, because we go for the things blindly and we see the vastness of it and all that. But the meaning is something else. The meaning is the thing that is not Rumi's. It's the thing that you could find it in all the other saints. All the other teachers and the masters, they're saying the same thing. When you talk about selflessness, all of them will say the same thing, but with different forms, in different places, with different languages. When we say Amit, we mean all those essences which is one. We don't mean this belief or that belief, this prophet or that prophet. Care about the message. Yes, messenger is important. I love the messenger who brings me the love letter. Good. But I will not replace it. I will not lose it to fill in love with the mailman. Even the dog will not do that. Anyhow, this verse you should remember, and we'll come back to it personally. I repeat it very much, because time to time we will come to this illusion of sectarism. This knowledge, which is the knowledge of unity, one part of it is unity. Remember, one step of these seven major steps we are taking is unity. And it's not the first one. Why? Because it's not simple to understand. The first one is what we are talking about, the physical existence, intelligence and thinking. Then we, in book two, we learn about the knowledge. Then we'll enrich ourselves to absorb knowledge and become really knowledgeable. Because knowing the knowledge is something, being knowledgeable is something else. After becoming knowledgeable, then is unity. The fourth step. To understand, it's not that you unify something. You will understand that there is a unity. That's difficult for the moment, right? Because what unity? You started with separation. Your intelligence starts with believing in you. And you will be offended if I say you are not important. Because one is not important. Look at your existence. Which one of yourselves is the most important one? There is no such a stuff. There is no importance even. And none of them are the same. Are different, doing different things, but all together is you. Same way there is this universe. Believing in it, you will lose a lot of fear. Maybe you don't like it, but that's how it is. You will lose your fear, because fear mainly starts with separation. Because when you identify you, you identify you as a hunter and hunting. Because you know a hunting is going on. Although now, nobody will hunt you. You're not readable anymore. Let's read the next one.
Further setting forth the stratagem of the hare. The hare made much delay in going. He rehearsed to himself the tricks. After long delay, he came on the road that he might say one or two secrets.
Let me correct one word over there again. What is taqrir? Taqrir? Mm-hmm. If you say this to an Iranian with a master in literature, suddenly he would say, ah, yeah, that ta'khir is there to rhyme with ta'khir, and Rumi wanted to talk about this delay that this rabbit is using as a trick. We know that rabbit is using a trick to make the lion angry. That's a trick. Sorry, this is my book.
Where is
this? Recently I received some messages, sorry. This trick that the rabbit is using to make the lion nervous. Here, Rumi said in a very delicate way. He made some delays, and he actually counted somehow for himself all the tricks that he's going to play on lion. But at the same time, taqrir means to promise, to plan, to do, to make a contract. Qarardad is taqrir. Comes from qarara, not qarar.
Make decision.
Yeah, make decision, and make decision as an order. It is,
yeah.
It is going to be like that. Qarar is in taqrir. So he's using a word that this, very tricky, this rabbit will promise himself. Or we look at it carefully from top to the bottom. Or we make it an order, actually, to make that delay. Because he knows that
you should play a trick on lion. Lion is powerful, and you have to know what you're doing with the lion.
So he reminded himself, he promised himself, he made a contract with himself, but he made it his order and all that, because he's going to play something. We know what's the game, right? He will go in and he will find the lion angry, and an angry person will get jealous very quickly, because these old negative, let's not talk, label them negative, these personal wishes, they're all related to each other. So if you trick one of them, the others will start to roll. So let's the lion be angry. Then he will be more jealous, because he will lose his judgment with every self-indulging thought and emotion. You will lose one piece of the reality. You will
lose your touch with reality. You will go deep down in your personal imagination, in your personal universe that you could only imagine. You go back to that dimension. Yes?